Leave August Falcha, come on the folklore. Fudgrella, good head stuff, we fuckle, Gaelga, fuckle, Gaelga, August fuckle the heron, is Misha Darach O'Shea.
Is Misha Garagine McAvoy?
August is Misha Padraig Vivonic.
Garagine, do you like dogs?
I love dogs. You know the way people with children, both of you, mm-hmm. are like, oh, let me tell you about something adorable my child did. And I respect that your kids are both adorable and they do adorable things. But I want to be able to tell you, that's great, but let me tell you about the adorable thing my dog did. Oh. Because I'm that person who's like, yeah, it's the same, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. If I had €10,000, I'd spend it on my dog.
I'm just saying.
Love her.
I'm just saying.
On grooming your dog.
Just treating her. Getting her to love me.
What's your dog's name?
Her name is Laika. She is a Siberian Husky. And
named
she's
after
named
the first
after
dog to go to space?
Yeah, because it was a Russian breed.
Feminist icon.
I named her Laika before I heard Laika's story. And then I was like, she had a shit time, like. But I genuinely would. I'm trying to get myself to Moscow to see. There's a statue dedicated to Laika in Moscow. And I'd love to see it. But it's between the jigs and the reels of it now, it's a bit difficult to get to Moscow. But nevertheless.
I love dogs. We've always had adopted dogs, you know, like mongrels in my house growing up. And like my wife and I, we're always planning to get a dog. But like, you know, if you want to adopt a dog ethically from one of the pounds or from one of the charities, they have to come out and inspect your house and you have to, you have certain things in place and all that. And like, it's just so much easier to have a kid.
No one gives a shit.
Yeah, nobody checks up on you at all. Like.
Yeah.
To Hoover under the stairs? Nah, it's great. We just have children.
It is funny. They will let anyone have a babo, but they won't let anyone have a doggo.
Yeah.
Unless.
Rightly so, though, because dogs are better than children. No. We can't go there.
My wife listens to this podcast.
Sorry.
My son listens to this podcast.
Your children are both beautiful, but like, as I said, equally is my dog. Do you want to see photos of her, guys? No.
Yeah,
not a visual medium.
I was offering it to ye. But one of the things that was brought up recently, and I know it's one of my most popular tweets ever and possibly has been taken out of context by some of the international enjoyers of it, is I refer that there's a number of animals are referred to a something dog. For example, an otter is a madrishka, mm-hmm. water dog,
or a dovrakhoo.
A dovrakhoo, which
water
is
dog.
Water hound even, or yeah, but, and then say a madrachan is one of the words for a squirrel, a madrarua is one of the words for a fox, and madra alta is one of the names for a wolf. And Madra Mara is one of the names for a seal. Majibana are larva, are bee larva.
Are
little,
they?
Little white dogs.
Little white dogs. That's amazing.
Yeah. So this was picked up, and some a gammony fellow over in the United Kingdom said, what? They can't think of any good names for their animals.
Shut up, mate.
Everything's a dog. And it turned out, well, actually, most of those, in fact, I think all of those have other names.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
And Shunnock is just as old as Madarua.
Mactiras, I'm assuming.
Or Kufwil. Yeah.
So it's important to clarify, yes, that we have dog versions of a lot of animal names, and some of these are regional. But more importantly, is they're not the only things. We don't just look at every animal and say it's a dog.
That's a dog.
What type of dog is it?
That's a dog. Tree dog. Water dog.
We don't look at a lizard and say Madra Gloss.
That's a slippery dog.
Slippery dog.
That's a snail. That's the word for snail.
That's a slow dog. Madra Mowl. Madra Mowl.
And a cat is Madra Clishta.
Oh.
I did not realize you were a cat person.
Yeah, are you a cat person?
No.
Declare your interest now, Dara.
Put it all on the table.
Okay. I would be more of a dog person.
That's such a political answer.
We had two cats and two dogs when we were growing up, and the thing is, the dogs are called Snitch.
One of those houses.
Yeah, I think I trust people who are both dog and cat people less than I trust cat people. I'm like, pick a side, mate.
We had two cats, and they're called Snitch and Snatch. We were named after these twins who were in the Beano at the time, and then Snitch went missing, so we just had a cat called Snatch. And everyone was like, "What's going on?" We said, like, "Listen, maybe we should rename the cat." We're going to have an episode, you know, we've done some very technical political episodes recently, and we are going to have to do an episode talking about dog-related words in Irish. Some people say Madra. Some people say Mother.
Some people say Gaier in Cork.
Gaier, yeah. They do.
Mm-hmm. Hound.
Which is one of the lost words in Dineen that didn't make it to the more modern dictionaries, is Garach, which describes, it's an adjective describing a person who loves dogs.
Oh,
it's coming from Gaer.
Gaer, and it also. It also describes a place with lots of dogs.
Oh.
So to say, it's Chach Garoch Aros Nochtron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Wonderful.
Lovely spot and lovely
dogs. It better
dogs.
Still be.
The perils of pre-recording a week before. We're just, oh, please let the opinion poll be right. Please,
please let it not be the one with the rabbit.
Sadness in his eyes.
Patter, do you have any dog-related words that you enjoy?
Yeah, like all of them. But my favourite one is, right, so there's an Irish verb to sniff. Is smura, like smura ruddy.
Oh, that's lovely.
So a smurvadra
is a sniffer dog.
Yeah, exactly. Ah,
that's
like
lovely.
The ones you see in the airport, yeah. You know. Oh, by the way, if you're in the airport and the smurvadra comes up and wants to play with you, they don't want to play with you. Yeah. They've found your drugs.
Yeah, I have an internal conflict. It doesn't happen to me very often, but I came back from Amsterdam one time. We were all like betting against the wall. It was in Cork Airport. They were like, in against the wall. And then this adorable like spaniel came along. I was like, oh, let me pet it. And then I was like, no, don't pet that dog.
Don't pet the dog.
That's not the dog to pet.
I was sitting in Terminal 1 waiting for an outgoing flight a couple of months ago. And I saw the sniffer dog come up to this girl and it came up and it pointed its nose right at her and it wagged its tail and everything, and she was like, oh, lovely doggy, and she started rubbing its head, and then like the customs officers came over and she was like, oh yeah, shit. The drugs, oh yeah.
I spoke to a dog handler for one of the for a working sniffer dog, and a while back he was doing a bit of a talk for a group of people. Oh. And someone asked, you know, does the dog get a little reward when they find some drugs or find some contraband, like garlic or something like that? And the guy, he said something I've always remembered. He said, no, they don't get a reward because one of the reasons they're so good at their job is they think it's play.
Aww.
The reason they're really good is they think they're playing, and they think they're working then those times in between when they're actually off running and just kind of doing the exercise. So
they're just really enjoying it.
They're really enjoying it because they're playing. And I thought we could all take that the sniffer dog attitude to our work and we'd all be happier. So Smurmadra is a sniffer dog, but a Smutmadra is a pug.
Smutmadra. That sounds like what a pug is.
And the pug is kind of an unofficial, is like an unofficial mascot of Pop-Up Geltux because
we share the initials. We're really lazy.
Oh, yeah.
P-U-G.
So,
so when Derek and I did an episode about the Pop-Up Geltux, the lovely Kirsten Shield did amazing pug-related artwork and it was gorgeous.
Oh. One of my favorite ones that you did was the work, and because I have a special place in my heart for dachshunds, because they're beautiful little dogs. If you were ever thinking of getting a dog, a dachshund is a great dog, to like a statue dog,
a little sausage dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you had on the Irish Sport Twitter account, favored by presidents all over the country. It's the with two terms for it. It was a brochu, which is a badger hound. Or my favourite, Madra Ishbinach, which is sausage dog.
Madra Ishbinach sounds so much better than sausage dog.
Yeah, but it sounds better than dachshund. They should just scrap it all together. Like, just go with Madra Ishbinach. I love it.
There's some great other words, dog related words as well. One of the ones is that, say, we associate legendary mythological figure Cú Chulainn with the Hound of Chulainn. And yeah. In Scots Gaelic, I think Cú is much more of a go-to word for a dog, but we tend to only use it in the context of a hound.
Yeah, definitely, because like the Irish for the Irish Greyhound Board is Bord na Gun, Cun being the genitive plural of Cú or Cúna. So Cú is not used as often. Definitely just used in terms of. Although, funny enough, like, you know, we were talking about dachshunds there. It's funny that we don't call them a Cú brook.
Yeah.
Instead of a brook quadra, because Dax is the German for badger and Hund is the German for hound or dog. And because dachshunds were traditionally used to hunt badgers, I don't know why it wouldn't be classed as a hound or a coo. Because a wolfhound, of course, as we know, is a coo fuil, wolfhound.
So
it is only used in hounds. But coo.
And we have some really lovely Irish breeds.
We do.
Some beautiful, like the Irish Wolfhound, and then the Irish Setter, which is on the side of all the Bus Éireann buses, being two of the probably the most.
You won't remember this, but I remember when there was a competition held on the Den to name the Irish Setter.
I think I do remember, that. Yeah.
I definitely remember. I was a teenager when it happened. But yeah, do you know what the winning name was?
No, I can't remember.
Rua.
Oh yeah,
I like
a lovely
it.
Name. That's it's a good. Nice name like for that, a red yeah. dog.
Yeah. And this is one of the things that when people talk about Madjarua being used as a name for a fox, when it is a name that is deeply problematic because it's a setter excluding dog name.
Yeah, and setters are lovely.
Setters do not, because a setter is a Madjarua technically. Yeah. You know, they're a dog. They've got red hair, and also it is also problematically excluding silver foxes.
Like me.
It's true.
Seanach Airgid.
Because there's a blogger up north, isn't there? Seanach Fionn, isn't it?
Seanach Fionn, yeah. Yeah. The blondie or silver fox. Fair fox. Yeah, I mean, Madrarua, Madra Ishka, all of these sort of like these simplified terms and all that, it's just indicative of something we discussed on the pod before, where when looking at the rejuvenation of the Irish language, we're looking at the Great Gaelic Revival, Avioch and na Gaeilge, the only people left speaking Irish as their first language were people who were basically so disenfranchised and so disadvantaged that academia was the last thing on their plate. So they weren't looking for the correct terminology, so they just had their go-to words. So
yeah. Like, what's that over there? It's in the water. It looks a bit like a dog. Yeah. Water dog. I've got, you know, potatoes to dig, lads. I've better shit to be doing.
Fish,
you know?
Ain't going
to
catch themselves.
Exactly. Yeah.
This wasn't all like leisurely kind of Gaelic league types in the 19th century kind of twirling their wax moustaches saying, I say, isn't that creature more
isn't
like...
Isn't that the quaintest? Quaintest. A little dog in the water.
Suddenly you've become David Narris.
So there's some wonderful proverbs or shanfolkel related dogs.
Are there?
There are.
Go on, throw them at us there, because I don't know what you're referring to.
Sure. Well, why not? I mean, we're all talking dogs today. So there's one I enjoy, which is Isfar Madra Bio na Leon Marv.
Yeah.
I mean, depends on what purpose you need it for. Like, it's better to have a live dog than a dead lion. I mean, are you talking about for making a rug out of? Cause
or are you talking about, you know, one of them's rabbit and then there's a dead lion? You can get into the cage with the dead lion or the rabbit dog. Your choice. the dead lion.
I think it's.
We need more context, Derek.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming.
What is this? Just a generic shanukle that can be applied to every situation? I think not.
I think this. The context is that the idea it's better to have a dog that is all right.
Yeah, it's kind of like one in the hand is worth two in the bush kind of thing. Yeah, but like, hang on a second. I'd like to interject here and just say that it's better to have a live dog than a live lion for various reasons. Like, imagine how much it costs to feed a lion.
Yeah, but also, if you're one of the ones who's like protecting the lion from Aristotle
poachers.
Is this what you're trying to say? Oh, the dead lion is great because I'd love an old rug.
No, I'm thinking purely solipsistically, like just entirely selfishly. Imagine trying to walk a lion around.
Where do you put it? No. Can't put it in the garden, really, can you?
No, not really. It'll definitely leap the wall. Yeah. And, like, your couch is gone.
Yeah. That fucking lion's off the roof of the wall again.
You can't leave that lion there. It's not a lion, it's a dog.
And you guys are the neighbour knocking on your fucking lion hopped over the fucking wall again and ate my fucking chicken.
That podcast only not that podcast, that proverb, that shanuckle is only getting a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, better one, please.
Maybe here's if there's. This is another one from Deneen, which is basically it describes a person with an awkward gait or walk. It is Rith Madra an Dá Chaisse, the running of a dog with two cheeses. The idea is a dog is carrying two lumps of cheese in a napkin in its teeth.
That is so Irish. That is overly complicated.
Rith Madra an Dá Chaisse.
And some academics, some square noses, think that there's actually Dá Chaisse and that was miswritten.
No, but it wouldn't be hush. It wouldn't be. It would be on the hus because of the logle, in the genitive case.
There were big
so
for lumps
cheese,
of cheese in the old. Wasn't there a preichon and a piece of gosh?
Can't believe you ate a whole wheel of cheese. Yeah. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
So yes, the running of the dog of the two cheeses.
I like that. That's a better. That's a better shanachal.
Yeah. So 7 out of 10. I think. Yeah,
definitely.
Because you can imagine the fella running in a funny way.
Looking like a dog with two cheeses.
Two cheeses, that fella
look
there.
Look at him, doesn't he run like a Welshman?
I have another one, and it's there's a couple of iterations of this particular proverb, which we might be familiar. Is Chan Gok Madra Er Lick a He Fain? I pronounce that. Every dog is bold in their own doorstep. Mm,
yeah. Which is true. This is kind of like an extension of his bark is worse than his bite.
Yeah.
Because if you take a dog out of its comfort zone, it is not as brave.
No.
It's like the dog that catches the car. It doesn't know what to do with it.
I brought my dog for a walk the weekend, and this is like a sand pit behind my house, and so she can run around. She's a Siberian Husky, so she enjoys running. And she was like running in through like kind of long grass, and she rose a pheasant. And it frightened her so much that she like ran back behind me. Like right behind me, was like, what is that?
She has completely forgotten her warrior roots.
No instinct. She wouldn't survive a day on her own.
My brother's dog is a half husky. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Right? Her name is Magic. And he actually found her running free through the West Dublin suburbs, mm-hmm. brought her down to the cops, and the cops brought her to the vet, and she wasn't chipped and nobody claimed her, so they proceeded to dump the dog on my brother and say, it's your problem.
It's yours now.
Find
his keepers, mate.
But he hasn't looked back. She's a lovely, lovely dog. But yeah, that's a great proverb. That's fantastic. 11 out of 10.
Yeah, I like
excellent.
That one. Yeah.
Mahon Buchel.
I think do I have another one?
This is going to be the showstopper now.
This one better be great.
Okay. If someone is out there living their best life, say, Tossail an Vajra Vaughan a Hi.
So is this bad on Madravon in the sense of bee larvae or?
Well, hopefully it's
living the life of a bee larva.
Hopefully not living the life of a bee larva, but they mean presumably. Why is it a white dog and not a fair dog? Because normally you refer to kind of maybe as a bright white dog.
Yeah. I mean, you could also say cool bon for cool fionn. Like when it comes to hair color, it's kind of interchangeable. Yeah, yeah. It's more poetic to say bon. Mm. Like we would say Dunachabon is a poem, and you know, so it's used quite often for bright, bright, shocking blonde hair.
Up to 90, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything from the 90s.
So we're going to talk like Louise Woodward, Italian 90, Macarena,
Julie.
Goodfellas Pizza, Macaulay Culkin, because he was such a big deal. Yeah?
They'll get it.
Will they?
Of course.
Okay. Up to 90. It's a podcast about the 90s.
With me, Emma Doran.
And me, Julie J.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
CatholicMatch.com, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, you know, all the usual spots.
Julie.
They'll get it.
Up to 90.
So there's a species of dog called Zoluitzcuintli, and in Irish it's Madra Mexican Fiona, a Mexican hairless dog.
No nonsense. Straight to the point. What is it? It's got no hair. It's Mexican. It's a dog. Done.
It's kind of WYSIWYG, like, yeah.
Here's another classic one. A Koiker Hunje, which is a Dutch decoy dog, is Madra Kluin a Deutschach.
I like this.
Which I think sounds better in Irish, in fairness, now. And a Chow Chow in Irish is Shawa Shawa. And that is spelled S-E-A-B-H-A hyphen S-E-A-B-H-A.
My favorite bit of this is how, like, you are showing us pictures of these breeds of dogs and it's not a visual medium.
Well,
it'll encourage people to go search through your
tweets. Yeah, search for Chow Chow.
Okay.
My other half's dad, he's Finnish speaking and doesn't... he speaks English well enough, but the word in Finnish is obviously race. So he's always like, what race is your dog? And I'm like, no, it's breed. Doesn't sound as good when you say that.
I do have another dog proverb, which I'm going to find because I remember seeing it earlier. Yeah, one of the names in Irish for a long, drawn-out story is Scale Vadra na Hocht Gus.
Yeah.
So
the story of the dog with eight legs.
Yeah.
Legged dog.
It's like a shaggy dog story.
You might say it's like a shaggy dog story.
Yeah, long and drawn-out. And it's saga.
Spider dog.
Spider dog. That's horrifying.
I know.
Although there is that little, again, it's a dachshund, that it's an Instagram dachshund that people dress up and they put him in a little spider costume and it's so cute.
That's quite cute. But like a little fluffy spider costume is different from a dog-sized spider.
Much different,
very scary.
Would you rather fight a dog-sized spider or a spider-sized dog? That's how you get to be president of this country.
That's right.
Wow.
I imagine it's 100.
Is it one? Is it one spider-sized dog?
Oh, no, I think you're supposed to have many, aren't you?
Yeah, multiple spider-sized dogs.
I didn't pay too much attention to that.
I don't know. That's a really tough one because obviously I would have the size advantage over the small dogs, but I don't want to fight a dog because dogs are good boys and good girls.
But spiders, good boys and good girls as well, unless you're in Australia.
They have too many eyes. They weird me out. It's just the eyes. Why do you need 8 eyes? I understand why you need 8 legs. Get climbing around. You got to climb and the whole lot of stuff.
The back
and all
of there,
but no, they're all pointing forwards.
Are they?
Yeah.
That seems excessive.
8 eyes. Yeah. It is excessive, yeah.
It's showing off is what that is.
It is.
Who needs 8 eyes?
Spiders.
Spiders, apparently.
Sorry, Dad.
This is what Sale and Vadra Vaughan sounds
I'm
like.
I'm telling you. So can you name all the Irish species of terrier?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Is there? Oh wait, Kerry Blue.
Yeah, we used to have a Kerry Blue.
There were lovely dogs. Yeah.
Lovely.
His name was Nikolai because he looked like he had a little goatee. So he looked kind of Russian.
Oh, deadly.
He's a great dog. We had great times.
Wait, we can get these. How many are there?
I think actually there's.
Oh, you don't know.
I think it's 9.
You asked the worst quiz master.
I think it's 9.
Worst quiz master ever. Right, we've got one.
There's an Irish terrier, a Kerry Blue.
Is there an Irish terrier? Just an Irish terrier.
Irish terrier.
There is.
Is this just all Irish breeds of dog or Irish terriers?
Yeah. How many Irish species of dog can we name? Because there's a bunch of a heap of them.
Then there's the Irish Setter. Then there's the Irish Wolfhound. I used to be a mad Crufts fan until I found out that they were all like really shit times for the dogs.
Have you ever seen that Christopher Guest movie Best in Show?
No.
It does seem like the dogs are treated very well. It's really good. It's from the maker of Spinal Tap and it's just as funny.
There's a really good
it's about dog shows.
There's a really good BBC documentary on it, and then the Crufts got very upset that it was on the BBC as well, and then they were like, maybe take this off the BBC, and that was my English accent.
Maybe you can take this off the BBC.
And then there was a big row, and now they don't have it on BBC anymore because, they're...
That's terrible.
They're 9, okay.
I know that there's the Glen of Amal Terrier,
which is
like
lovely.
My go-to pub quiz one. The Wheaton Terrier is Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Irish soft-coated Wheaton Terrier, apparently.
Yeah, I had a Wheaton Terrier mongrel for years, and she was just lovely. Poppy was her name. She was absolutely, absolutely good.
The mongrels are always a little smarter.
Oh, yeah, they are, because they're not as inbred.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, they live longer, they're smarter, they're healthier. The Kerry Beagle.
Kerry Beagle, yeah.
Is an Irish Beagle. There is an Irish red and white setter. Not just the Irish red setter, not just the Irish setter. There is a specific breed of setter that's the Irish red and white. And what else
and
is there?
The Red Setter, Irish Red
Setter. Oh, the Irish Red Setter, of course, the Irish Setter.
Bullseye guy.
Yeah.
The Irish
Wolfhound.
Of course.
Irish Red Setter. Oh, the fluffy one. What's the fluffy one who looks like a sheep? The Irish Water Spaniel?
I think because the
Water Spaniel, it looks like they have that soul glow hair.
Yeah. They get the Jerry Curl, gets the girls.
Jerry Curl gets the girls. I love that.
Yes.
But, you know, dog breeds are arbitrary and eugenics and all that good stuff. Sorry to ruin your day, guys. But
it's true.
There was a brilliant TG Carr show about Irish native breeds of dogs. And they spoke to owners and it was absolutely lovely. I have gone to our good friends on the internet. Dear internet, please tell me how many Irish breeds of dog there are. There are 9 native Irish dog breeds.
Nigin.
The Cúfoil, which is the Irish Wolfhound. There's the Kerry Beagle, the Irish Water Spaniel, the Irish Red Setter, the Irish Red and White Setter, the Irish Terrier, the Irish Glen of Amal Terrier, which is just the cutest little feller, the Irish Soft Coated Wheaton Terrier, and Gormkiri, the Kerry Blue.
Kerry Blue, yeah.
Gormkiri.
I would also like to point out that, you know, they're lovely breeds, but so are other breeds who are not Irish.
Yeah.
Even Swiss breeds are lovely. Lovely dogs, very friendly, good companions.
Swiss breeds?
Yeah.
Like the St. Bernard?
The
Burmese?
Lovely
good boys.
Good boys.
Should breeds of dogs that are native to Ireland be allowed in the arsenal of Tron?
Of course
yes,
they
there's
should.
Nothing in the Constitution about citizenship of dogs.
They are good boys.
They
deserve 13 out of 10. Yeah. We refuse to be dog racist.
Yeah, absolutely. And rightly so. What kind of maniac is
resorts to dog racism?
And the fact dog whistle racism doesn't work on dogs. Because they can hear it. It's like,
I don't know, Raggy. You're about to be racist.
What has this become?
Like, okay. Zoink Scoops. He doesn't even have any native breeds in the auras.
I don't know if that's relevant, Raggy.
Well, like, and he would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for that cheeky. That,
it wasn't for that pesky red pole.
Would have got away for it if it wasn't for those pesky voters.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, and just to try and get slightly back on track, breeds are obviously kind of are created through human intervention, but Ireland was once home to some proud wolves. Should I believe they've been successfully reintroduced in Norway and in other places. There's been huge resistance from some communities, but with a reintroduction of wolves, possibly to Phoenix Park or possibly to the one of the national parks in Kerry or Donegal.
Well, you see, we are just such a small nation. Yeah. We're having terrible, terrible problems trying to stabilise the reintroduction of golden eagles to Donegal simply because they, you know, they can fly, so you can't
like,
say
nah, lads,
stay in the national park, stay in Glenveagh, stay there. So they go off and they eat sheep and farmers poison them. So the thing about wolves is they're migratory creatures. So maybe the first generation would stay in wherever you want to put them, you know, put them up in Bourne Brainard, the Glen of Amal, or put them down in Wicklow, or put them in the national park around the lakes of Killarney, whatever. Let them eat American tourists. But they will eventually, you know, move on and actually cause a real tragedy by maybe eating a sheep or something.
They don't.
There's
see
no broadband here.
They do cause fierce problems, and I know they've started to migrate down to southern Finland now, where they never have been before, and they're causing real problems with the elk and moose populations, and you know, people's farms and stuff. So yeah, I don't think, I just think that Ireland's too small. We're contained. We're in Ireland. They'll kill us. No. And I love wolves.
I love wolves.
The reason I have a Siberian Husky is because it's the closest thing I'd find to a wolf. Like, I'm obsessed with wolves, but
okay.
I just don't know if we could handle them.
One of the lovely names for a wolf in Irish is Máchtearra.
I love it.
Son of the land.
And there's another, there's an expression that was in some of the older dictionaries, again, that didn't, like Garach, didn't get continued to the modern ones, but Felshnov meant gliding like a wolf.
Oh, wow. So it's like, it literally translates as wolf swimming.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
wolf swimming.
Lovely.
Wow.
The idea is that because wolves move with such panache from the land to the water.
Yeah,
to,
yeah, they don't splash because that will give it away. Like, they just, they go in.
They're good boys as well. They're dangerous boys, but good boys.
They're good boys. They just, they could probably be reintroduced in a setting where they could be contained. Like Phoenix Park, you mentioned Phoenix Park. Like, it's just too full of people running around it, you know. In an ideal world, it would be perfect because then we wouldn't have to do the cull of
the
deer.
The deers, yeah.
It's like good friend of the pod, Ruthie Fizz, the Alternative Ireland account. She has the idea of introducing Kamchatka brown bears to, you know, maintain the deer population. But, I mean, wolves would do that, definitely. But, like, they would also, you know, eat your kids as you went to the zoo.
Well, look, you know, that's the price you pay for having children in a country where there's wolves. No, I'm joking.
On that note, I'm going to thank my regular contributors, Gara Jean and Pater, for joining me today.
Caramel maggots.
Yeah, full truth.
So until the next time, it's a slán from me.
A slán from me.
And a slán wimsha.
Catch you then. Hey, Derek here. Just want to say thank you very much for listening to today's episode. Mother Folklore comes out every Friday in the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you can't wait that long for your next podcast fix, Headstuff has some other great shows, such as Sexy Beasts, Words to That Effect, and The Sus. You can contact the show at motherfolklore@headstuff.org by email, the Mother Folklore account on Twitter, or our own Twitter accounts. We're delighted to hear from you. Thanks to Brian for producing today, thanks to Kirsten Shield for the artwork, and thanks to all the backroom team at Headstuff. We'll catch you next Friday.
This has been a production of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Dogtastic. No.
Oh, stop.
We hope.